Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. How you doing today? I wanted to make this video for you before the sun went down. I just had to take a hike through about a foot of snow and 30 mile an hour winds to get to my recording studio, the She Shed, He Shed. And in this video, I want to ask you for something. I want to ask you for your attention. As I tell my coaches that we've trained and certified to the Good Guys to Great Men style of coaching, is that when you talk to somebody, and when you write for somebody, you write for one person. You don't write for an audience. You don't write for crowd approval. You're not writing for likes. You're not writing for three different kinds of men. We're writing or talking or speaking or doing a video for you. And so that's my request for this video, is that you understand I'm talking directly to you. With what I have to say today, I got inspired by something I watched earlier today. I'll share it in my newsletter that will be below this video. You can click on the newsletter and subscribe to that if you want. But I got inspired, and so this is what I want to talk to you about today, and it's the word commitment. You're a man if you're watching this, although there's a small percentage of women who also watch this. But I know you. You're a man. You're a man like me. You may be a little bit younger than I am. I'm 60 years old. You may be a little bit older. But the one thing I know about men is that we want to feel like we belong. We want to feel like we're a part of something. We want to feel like we're on a mission. And oftentimes we try to get that feeling satisfied through our relationships, through love, through intimacy, through affection, through our role as a husband or even a father. We try to fulfill that longing, that craving for something more important than just another night in front of the television. And when I got inspired today, the word commitment came up, and it came up in a way that made me realize that once a man commits to something, I mean really commits to something that he has control over, everything changes in his life. Now you might think, well, I'm committed to being the best husband and having the best marriage in the world. There's only half of that you can control. Being the best husband is a wonderful commitment. Being a fantastic father is under your control, and it's a great commitment. You don't have any control over the outcome of having happy, well-adjusted kids. You know, you don't have direct control over that, but you can be an awesome father. You can be an awesome athlete. You can be an awesome guitar player. You can be an incredible friend. You can be an incredible manager or leader at your company, or a business person or an entrepreneur. Back in 2012, when I started looking at doing this work 10 years ago, I was hiring coaches who were questioning my commitment. I said, yeah, I'm ready to quit my job and do this thing called coaching. I want to help men. I've been helped by other men, and I want to help men too. And they said, oh, really? Well, what are you committed to? I said, what do you mean? I want to. Isn't that enough? Well, wanting to and making a commitment to are two different things. I even looked at hiring a CPA. I said, I think I need somebody to help me with my finances on this business I'm starting. And he looked at me and he said, well, are you going to play this like a hobby, or are you going to play it like a big boy? Man, that sent a shock through me. And I don't know if it made you feel something, just the word big boy. And I was 50 years old at the time. He said, do you want to play like a big boy, or are you going to play it like a hobby? And the truth is, I hadn't played anything like a big boy up until my 50th birthday. And he was challenging me. If you're going to do this, do it. Become the best at it. Learn everything you can. Never stop. Walk through a foot of snow and 30 mile an hour winds if you have to make videos for guys you want to help. I had a coach named Peter Sandin who told me the value of serving you, one person, just you and me right here. The value of doing that consistently through writing and through video is the only thing that matters. And if I can't commit to that, then I'm not playing like a big boy. So the question to you is, what is it you want to play bigger at? What is it that you want to study? What is it that you want to master? And for a lot of guys in our community, what they most want to master is being a better man, which includes being a better lover, a better husband, a better father, a better friend, a better brother. And to do that requires a process of practice. You can't just say, well, yeah, I want to do better at that. Then it makes it a hobby. And for many years of my life, I made a hobby at wanting to be a better man. And normally guys who make a hobby out of being a better man wind up as these good guys. These good guys who are pretending to be better men, but they're also trying to manipulate things to get their needs met. It's the nice guy syndrome that you may already know about. And so what we do in our coaching practice is to bring a process, a focus, a strategy. We bring energy and tools and dialogue with you to help you master becoming a better man, brother, husband, lover, father, whatever you want to be. It's one of the most important commitments a man can make because it's really the only thing we have control over. The outcomes of being a better man, father, lover, brother are not in our control, but the steps, the process, the mindset, the strategy, the commitment to learning, reading, challenging yourself in ways and facing those shadows and insecurities that keep you from being who you want to be, that requires a coach. And that's why I do what I do, because when I was in that place that I just described, I had to hire some help. I had to get help and get serious about it. I wanted to play like a big boy for the first time in my life. And so this is where I ask and encourage you to think about whatever it takes for you to start mastering, start making better habits of thinking and reading, and practicing your new manly habits. Excuse me. I hate when that happens. Whatever it takes, do it. Decide that you're going to commit to it. In order to make time and energy for that, you're going to have to release those things you've been worrying about that are not in your control. Those outcomes, I want more of this and less of that. I want plenty more of this and I'm tired of that. You have to stop with all the excuses for the things that you don't control and make time and energy and focus for something new. And I want to offer coaching to you. I want to offer you a one and a half hour, whatever it is. We don't wear watches when we do our consultation calls. I want you to apply for a consultation to talk about that next big step, that next big commitment, that holy crap, all holds barred, I'm going to play like a big boy conversation. You can talk with me or any one of my certified coaches. As you know, we have about 12 coaches now who are unbelievable men and master coaches around the world. So when you fill out the application, you may be able to talk with me, but I'll be in Mexico next week for a retreat. But these men are amazing. They're all playing like big boys and they know what it takes to help you go to the next level. So when you fill out a consultation form, which is in this video at the bottom as well, know that you're going to have a long, deep conversation. You're not going to have a sales pitch. It's not some taster session to trick you into paying a lot of money. It is a brother to brother. Let's help each other figure out where you're going. And yes, if you want to continue on the journey, there are many options in my community for you to get the support and the community and the brotherhood and the focus you need to get what you want. That's all I want for you. And that's all I want to say to you today from man to man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your attention. Have a great day. Bye, brother.